Egyptian authorities are hailing as a success their biggest military operation in Sinai in decades. For supporters of the military-backed government, the projected months-long crackdown is a direct counteroffensive to the policies of ousted President Mohamed Morsi, former intelligence officer Sameh Saif al-Yazil.
Very much unstable, thanks to Mr. Morsi, previous president, who released thousands of Islamic fanatics from Egyptian jail by presidential declaration. All of them, they went to Sinai.
The situation in the strategic region, extending from the Suez Canal to the borders of Israel and Gaza, has been dire for years. Underdeveloped, open to criminal gangs, and more recently, weapons from Libya. And for all the blaming of the last president, Sinai security was also the responsibility of Mr. Morsi's defense minister, General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, the de facto national leader. With the nation's war on terror, the narrative has changed, and Mr. Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood and Sinai's jihadi militants have become one. Political analyst Emil Hokayem.
Now the army, in its attempt to assert itself as the protector of the nation, as you know, caring about you know those core interests that Morsi had abandoned, needs to do a better job in the Sinai.
State television replaced countless images of the army closing illegal tunnels to Gaza, clearing areas near the border, and attacking jihadist positions. And it's hard to confirm how well the operation is going. One of the few journalists there, Ahmed Abu Dara, contradicted government claims of success. He's now on trial for reporting false news. But one factor is clearly going the army's way: relations with Israel, whose leaders were wary of Mr. Morsi. Analyst Hokayem.
The Egyptian military is actually happy that Israel, supported its coup, or you know, did not vocally oppose certainly what happened on July 3rd.
As for Suez, Egypt also has international backing in keeping it secure. Despite recent reports of a failed attack on the key shipping lane, retired General Ayazel believes it's firmly under control.
I tell you that Suez Canal is under a severe protection, and as well as severe measurements. The army, they know quite well that they cannot joke with Suez Canal.
But the security crackdown may create some problems of its own, namely further recruitment of militants from across the region. Analyst Hokayem.
Just like the repression against the Muslim Brotherhood is not going to help create a more inclusive, more stable Egypt, going hard into the Sinai may exacerbate problems in the medium term.
Analysts say any long-term security must be based on political dialogue and economic investment, both commodities in short supply in tense and troubled Egypt. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.